Hey, just a quick reminder, subscribe for $5, $7, or $10 at www.patreon.com/shootingthishiznit without a G. That's right, shooting the shiznit without a G. This episode is also brought to you by SpunkLoop.com. Remember, when you're getting funky like a monkey, if you know what I mean, use Spunky. That's right. Go to www.SpunkLoop.com and tell them STS Pod sent you. We can all help prevent suicide. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline provides 24/7 free and confidential support for people in distress, and also prevention and crisis resources for you and your loved ones. Call 1-800-273-8255.
Doing it their way. Tell everybody it happened Saturday. Rocking and rolling, a little funky too. Listen every Saturday because you got nothing else to do.
And now, here's your host, P.T.
All right, we're live, 304 Studios in Jonesboro, Arkansas. This is an STSPod.club production. Welcome, everyone, 1 p.m. every Saturday. This is episode 690. Episode 107 of Rolling Into Mempho. I cannot believe this, 107. Remember, guys, we have a Patreon. It's only $5 to join. All the episodes are uncut. Go to stspod.club, and in the right-hand corner there, you'll see the link of all links, and it will take you right directly to Patreon. Remember, also in those links, we have a TikTok, we have a Facebook, and we do the Shiznit Minute all over social media once a day, every day. We haven't missed a day yet since we started. Also, just a quick reminder, this week, we did our AEW review show. That's right. Dynamite, talking about the AEW pay-per-view. Guys, go and listen to what Lance and I had to say about it. Lance says it was the best pay-per-view ever. What do you think? All right, guys, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, which is the upcoming events. Watch that commercial, upcoming events. And I promise you, if you're watching this on video, that's the only commercial you will see for the whole show. Now, let's get on with the show.
We are Memphis Wrestling. Celebrate spring break with us on Sunday, March 26th at the Wrestle Center. It's going to be Lucha Lit with former WWE star Lince Dorado. Then, Saturday and Sunday, April 1st and 2nd, watch WWE WrestleMania with us at Dave & Buster's. It's free to watch. That's Dave & Buster's Memphis. Sunday, April 16th, ECW legend Jerry Lynn is coming to Memphis Wrestling. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
All right, let's talk about our hits for the week. Pete is back. I love it when he's does play-by-play with Dustin. Pete, you can come join anytime. I know you do the Memphis Grizzlies, but, man, so professional, great sound. There's a reason why he works for the Grizzlies, guys. Maurice and the actual ending, I like Kid Wrestling. Kid Wrestling comes out. No one ever thinks he's going to win. Maurice beats him, but the deal is this kid wrestling guy has, and I'm calling this a hit, a loss, a hit, but this kid wrestling guy has something that for some reason we want to see that win. It may not be tomorrow. It may not be next week. It could be next month. But when he gets that first win, he has, the fans are behind this guy. He has a really unique gear, and the fans get behind him, and the kids like him. Kid wrestling, the kids like him. Well, one of these days when he gets the win. The next hit, guys, you know I'm a huge fan of Matt Williams on the microphone. We did a promo with him. Gaston got to wrestle Knicks. Matt was on commentary with Pete and Dustin. Very good. Matt is going to be a great heel commentator. When he decides, hey, I'm not going to be wrestling anymore, and he can sit down, him and Dustin would make a great team. You know, the play-by-play and the heel commentator. Even if Matt went just, you know, and not just fully heel, but Matt has got a skill, a gift of gab, if you say. And Knicks against Gaston was a little bit better than I thought it was going to be. I love the idea that they are still part of this organization, and they'll keep putting it over that they're part of James Ellsworth, and it keeps the storyline because James Ellsworth wrestled women. Mackenzie Morgan made the big save for Knicks after they was going to destroy her with a chair. So good deal. Really a big hit there. It keeps the storyline going and also gives Matt something to do, not against Austin Lane. It's not always against Austin Lane. Draco and Geo Savage against the LA Hustlers. I really like that match. That's a hit. You know what other hit was, and I almost laughed when I said the match, was Pete dancing when Geo Savage came out. I was cracking up. I was laughing. LA Hustlers, also a team that at any time you can put them over against anybody, but you can also put them in a ring and give a really good match. Draco has a lot. He has to do a lot of improving, but he looked really good. I love it that they have him a finisher that's different than anybody else. And I like it that Dustin said, hey, that's like Booker T. Might be foreshadowing something, guys. You never know. You know how Memphis wrestling is. They may be bringing in Booker T back, and if he gets the rub with Draco, that'll just help Draco. Fun match. I forgot to mention, I really like this. Bulletproof Bruce gets the pamphlet from Ash, and he comes out of the bathroom looking around, you know, who did this and how kind of thing. I really like that. Tag team match. I really want to see the titles change hands. I'm a huge Ray Ray and DK fan against the Posse. They always work good together, DK and the Posse. I liked all the stuff building up to the finish. Just fun match. DK being such a professional in what he does, and the Posse just being heels, guys. They are just mean heels. They're coming to the ring. The whole the look, the music, everything. And watch, if you go back and watch this, what I want you to watch, Simon come into the ring, and Dustin makes a mention of it, that he's doing a stare down. I mean, that's just the little things. And you know, Simon's been in the business for a long time, but the little things help. It really does. The fans do not like the Posse. I mentioned this last week. We need a little bit of the mic mic'd out or mic'd in when it comes to the crowd, because if you take a minute to listen to the crowd, they're going nuts for Ray Ray and DK and just giving the Posse heck. So one of those things where if you was there live, it would have been awesome. I'm going to give it a hit. I don't even know who it was. A fan got super kicked. I had to rewind it 3 or 4 times. I had to stop it, rewind it as I was watching. And Dustin goes, and a fan got super kicked. Who the hell was that? I cracked up laughing and loved it. A fan gets super kicked. Warning, folks, if DK's in the building, you could be super kicked. All right, here's my final hit of the day. Two big guys. I've been looking forward to this match for many weeks. We had the Gun Show, Bret Michaels, in the ring with Kate Toomer. It had, as Dustin said, big fight feel. A good introduction from T-Bone. And Bret, Bret was looking good, man, with his here's something that was real good. After he did the clothesline, the first clothesline on Toomer, if you watch the camera angle, Bret is on like one knee and he's just looking right behind him, knowing, oh God, please tell me, he's telling himself, please tell me K Toomer's not back there. We had a ref bump and Maurice coming out. When the music started, I wasn't sure whose music it was. Barnabas coming out with Maurice, and we had interference leading to Bret winning. I thought it was interesting and a hit because it added a layer to it with Dustin saying, don't win it this way, don't win it this way. When Bret went to pin Toomer after Maurice had interfered. So Toomer, Maurice, they'll be paired up together, and we don't know what's gonna go on with Bret right now, who's the next challenger. And we might see big trouble in line for the title next. But a big hit, Toomer versus Bret Michaels, big fight feel. Guys, that was my hits for the week. Are you enjoying the episode? Well, Cash App us. That's right, $BTSTS. You don't have Cash App? Download it and get $5. That's right, $5. That's $BTSTS. $BTSTS. Use our Uber Eats code EATS-BRIANT247900UE. That's EATS-BRIANT247900UE. Use that code and get $20 off a $25 order.
Mysterious Productions.
Ooh. This episode is brought to you by Spunk Lube. Spunk Lube is the perfect blend of water and silicone. It is an all-purpose personal lubricant that can be used for any occasion. You will love the natural feeling and look of it. It is safe for sensitive skin. Go to spunklube.com and tell them Shootin' the Shiznit sent you.
It's Saturday night, and it's going down. Me and her have been at it for a couple of rounds. When things got dry, man.
Oh, yeah, public service announcement. As I announced last month, Manscaped has beard products, and they're going just a little bit further, guys, with a brand new Weed Whacker 2.0. That's right. Go ahead and tell the world the leaders in below-the-waist grooming are traveling north of your South Pole with their revolutionary grooming products, confirming they have all the best tools for your hygiene toolbox. That's right, your hygiene toolbox. Time for you to upgrade your game by going to manscaped.com and using our code, STSPOD20. That's STSPOD20. Hey, this is BT here, and I do want to highly recommend the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit, you can get it right now on manscaped.com. Guys, if you watch my TikTok, go to stspod.club and go to the link of all links. And by the end of the month, you'll be able to watch a TikTok where it'll show what this Beard Hedger does. That's right, I've been growing my beard for 2 months now, almost 3 months, and we are going to go to... Well, we're going to hedge the beard. So get your beard hedger and all your Manscaped products. You might as well get 20% off and free shipping with our code STSPOD20, STSPOD20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com, and use our code STSPOD20. Always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Now, cue up that music. All right, we're up to misses for the week, 107. Commercial break during the tag team title match. I hate going to commercial break during a match, especially a title match. All the promotions do it, but just not a fan of it. Not a fan of the count out of the ring finish. Just not at all. If it was... So the titles could change hands, and I know the rules of Memphis wrestling is not that. This might lead to something else, maybe a cage match, lumberjack match, so that you keep all the people in the ring against each other. I really felt like there was too many matches. Oh, five matches. We didn't get enough time, in my opinion, for the main event. So too many matches would be a miss for me. But that was my misses for week 107. All right, my MVP of the week. Oh, wow. I can't believe I'm saying this. But this guy made a huge impact today. I'm giving the MVP to Maurice. That's right, I am. Maurice is this week's MVP. All right, we're up to question of the week. And you look at the bottom of the screen there, you will see the phone number and email sending in question of the week from 901 Dog Daddy. Now, I'm going to make sure I read this right. And this is a different question, I might say. 901 Dog Daddy wants to know, if you got a new pet, if I bought me a new pet, what would it be? And what wrestling superstar moniker would I use to name the pet? So who am I naming my new pet after, and what am I buying? That's pretty much what they're saying there. Love the question. It is different, and I'll answer it. I've thought about this. I would buy another boxer. Never had a dog in my life until my baby girl moved into the house and brought her boxer. So I would get another boxer to join Duke and name, I like the name Lane. So I might use Lane as my new boxer's name after my buddy Austin Lane, best of the best. Or, and I think this would be just so cool, I would name my new boxer, wait for it, Shownuff. That's right. I'm going to get a new boxer, and I'm going to name him Shownuff. And, you could always call it short. You say, hey, Show, come on. Come on, Show, come on. Guys, y'all got to love that. My new boxer, Shownuff. That was question of the week, guys. What's happening this week? What's happening? Big interference in the main event. Tumor against Bret Michaels. So what's happening with this? We had a big ref bump in the match, and then we have Maurice interfering, hitting K-Tumor. K-Tumor will be out for revenge, and that's what's going to be happening. The must-see of the day. Right here today, week 107, must see. I'm going to go with Tumor and Bret. Not as long a match I would have liked to seen, but also a lot of stuff going on at the end after the ref bump. must-sees for this week is K-Tumor against the Gun Show, Bret Michaels. Must-see for week 107. All right, y'all know what I'm fixing to say. I just want to remind everyone, go to stspod.club. We do at least two episodes every week, the Rolling Into Info, and another episode. We have the AEW Revolution review up right now with me and Lance Levine. You guys know, same bad time, same bad channel, on the best little wrestling podcast in the business. Be there. And as everyone knows, I love my mama.
We are Memphis Wrestling. Celebrate spring break with us on Sunday, March 26th at the Wrestle Center. It's going to be Lucha Lit with former WWE star Lince Dorado. Then Saturday and Sunday, April 1st and 2nd, watch WWE WrestleMania with us at Dave & Buster's. It's free to watch. That's Dave & Buster's Memphis. Sunday, April 16th, ECW legend Jerry Lynn is coming to Memphis Wrestling. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
This episode is also brought to you by SpunkLoop.com. Remember, when you're getting funky like a monkey, if you know what I mean, use Spunky. That's right. Go to www.SpunkLoop.com and tell them STS Pod sent you. You want the best, you got the best. The best little wrestling podcast in the business. All episodes on www.stspod.club. Did you enjoy that episode? Cash App us at $BTSTS. If you've never downloaded the Cash App, download it today. You'll get a free, that's right, a free $5 for using the code $BTSTS. That's $BTSTS. Hey, that was another great episode of Shooting the Shiznit. Thank you for listening, and thank you to all our sponsors. A big shout-out to Bob McGee at Pro Wrestling's Between the Sheets. Remember, you can reach us on Twitter at ComicBookMarkBT, Instagram at BT Shootin' the Shizit. That's right, Shootin' the Shizit without a G. Facebook Shootin' the Shiznit and Facebook Cool Kids Wrestling and MMA Talk. If we don't like you in that group, first you have to ask to get in. If we don't like you, we'll kick you out. All the episodes are at one place, and that's www.stspod.club. Podcast Roll Call. Who's Right Podcast. Homeboys Podcast. D3 Radio, my buddies Richard and Josh. My World with Conrad Thompson and my friend Jeff Durr. Lance's favorite include Nickology, Rock Solid, Playlist Wars, I'm Fat Podcast. Hey guys, remember, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.